Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for game 3 of 6 between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the hitting coach of a team that has done more damage than almost anybody else in AA in the month of July, Chucky Caulfield. Chucky, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
It has been an incredible month for this team. 54 runs the last 7 games. You put up 16 hits, then 16 hits, and then 10 more last night. How much fun has this been watching this team go off the last couple of weeks?
It's been a lot of fun. These guys work hard day in and day out. You know, we talked a while back of just the swing decisions and them doing really well there. And the next key to that was you're getting good pitches to hit. You got to start damaging the ball. And, you know, and they've done a really good job of doing that. Guys have been more in attack mode and been more aggressive in the strike zone. And you're starting to see some of those damage results.
That's been one of the big things, is damaging baseballs and attacking baseballs. This is a team that first half of the year was very patient. They're still patient second half of the year, but it seems like anything in the wheelhouse, they're swinging with intent. They're hitting hard.
Well, as an org, that's what we preach. You know, you want to make good swing decisions, but we want to stay in the heart of the plate. And that's been the message all year. And you're just seeing growth throughout the duration of the season.
How much fun is it to not only see that growth, but see that growth with the amount of talent that is in this lineup?
No, it's always fun. Like, you get talented players that can wow you any day, any given time. You know, that's what makes coaching fun. You know, those guys don't always come around like that, but we got a good group of guys. There's tons of talent everywhere, and I'm very blessed to be a part of it.
How much easier does it make it on the coaching staff when you have guys 1 through 9 in the order that can all hit the ball hard, and get on base?
It can make it very easy.
This is also what feels like the 12th time in the 12th series you guys have seen the Montgomery Biscuits. You play a lot of interdivisional games here in the Southern League, a lot of games against the M-Braves, a lot of games against the Biscuits, a lot of games against the Blue Wahoos. How easy does it make it on the hitting side of things when you're facing pitchers for the 4th, 5th, and 6th time?
Well, that helps. You know, the more data and the more things you can get on somebody, a lot easier to make plans and have a better approach when you're facing them. You have a general idea of what they're going to try to do to you. It almost puts you right on the landing spot. So, yeah, it does get a little bit easier that way.
This is a team that has done a lot of damage here in the second half and has also hit the ball well a lot in the second half. Not a lot of strikeouts, tons of hits, getting on base a ton. What's that growth that you've seen from this team here early on in the second half?
Well, it's just, you know, they have their game plans, and these guys are just, you know, growing up right in front of us. They're learning what they need to do they're learning what they need to do on a daily basis, and then now they're understanding what they need to do and how to put it in motion. And like I said, I commend them on their day in and day out work. You know, they bring it every day, and then they go out there and they execute, and that's all you can ask for them.
How rewarding is it as a coach to see these players grow throughout the year, and especially the way they have this year? It almost has to be like a dad, right, being proud of his kids growing up?
No, it's very exciting. Like, every year you get a new wave of guys, and, you know, you get close to them. The biggest part is you have to earn their trust and to get them to do the things they need to do. And my goal is to get them out of here and get them down the road to help the Major League Club, as much as I enjoy them being around. But hopefully that's what we're doing.
One of the guys who has just exploded here in the month of July is Isaac Collins. He enters today hitting .372 in the month with an .1192 OPS. He's walking a ton, but now the damage is really coming around for Isaac. What's been the biggest thing that you've seen from him this month?
Isaac, he's just been more aggressive. Like, Isaac's always controlled the zone. That's something he does very well. But he does have some thump in the bat, and we've had numerous of conversations of, you know, that he could be a little more aggressive, and it's not going to hurt him by, you know, challenging himself to tackle a bit more. And he's done a good job of doing that, and he's executing really well.
And the big thing for him in the second half was that Pensacola series and that 2-home run game. How exciting was it for you to see him put it all together and really explode during that series?
It was very exciting. You know, you take a guy like him that works so hard daily, and then when you finally see that work pay off and show up in the game, you know, there's nothing better than that.
Talk about hard work. That's Isaac Collins that you hear running right on by us. Chucky, thanks so much for joining us as always.
No, again, thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35.